Yeah, so as you said, like, it is great that we see old, you know, people living longer and hopefully living well. But what we do know, because of the increasing older population, we will see a 40% increase in deaths by 2046, which means there'll be 49,000 people dying annually. And also that means there'll be an increase in demand for palliative and general palliative care. So for the likes of the Northwest, where you have hospice services and community services, which is highlighted in the report, you know, we are going to come under increasing pressure over the next 20 years to ensure that we have services that can provide good end-of-life care and bereavement support. And I guess it is important to say that, you know, we're never going to be able to deliver specialist palliative care to everybody, and not everybody needs that level of speciality. But what we do need in communities is to ensure that healthcare professionals and our primary care teams, specifically GPs, are those structures are invested, and those healthcare professionals know their role in delivering general palliative care and ensuring people at end of life get good care.
What are the main things then that the Irish Hospice Foundation are looking for off the back of this report and some of the things that have been revealed in it?
Yeah, so one of the things was in relation to communication at, in end-of-life care. So in the report, it highlights 2 out of 3 people weren't communicated that death was imminent. So, you know, we really need to focus on how do we make time and space for people to be involved in their end-of-life care and to be supported around decisions, and in particular allowing family to be involved where that's what the person wants. And having those conversations when death is imminent is very hard. So really, Irish Hospice Foundation are looking to, I guess, educate and create national awareness on advanced care planning and the importance of having conversations early on, as opposed to leaving it when it becomes a very emotional and very difficult time. So what we'd really be asking for is for the government to implement the Advanced Healthcare Directive Register, which would allow people to document their healthcare wishes. And that would then allow medical professionals to have access to those plans and allow those discussions.